Right, even before Hollis was sick, did you see something in him getting better from the time you've had him?
I think just because we've been with him and he understands the terminology, he understands the offense, he understands the rules, he's just, you know, a year in, that it enables him, even when he was sick, to jump back in maybe a little bit quicker. You know, he was out for so long, and really out of my mind even for a while when he came back. You know, it took him a while. We had these young athletes flying around, and I think, you know, now clearly he's got his feet settled, and, you know, he's playing with confidence.
Did you think the team got different from the time he was out until he came back? I mean, this team seems to evolve pretty quickly out there.
I think that, you know, and I think that he's looking around and he's seeing all these young guys and wondering where he fits in, and at times I didn't play him. And, you know, to his credit, he continued to put in the work and came out with a huge first half. We needed every one of those.
What did you see or think you were going to get from him before the season started, or want from him?
I thought that he was going to have more of a veteran, if you will, with us present, you know, knowing the offense, knowing more about what we're looking for in general. You know, I can see the rapid improvement in all of our young guys, even with the limited time that we've had them since October. And so you fast forward that out to the few that we've had for now, you know, a season and a half. And so you're expecting him to know things a little bit better, be a little bit sharper. And because he was out for so long, you know, you didn't get a chance to see him on a regular basis. And now that he's back, you know, he comes in. I think that the rotations that I'm tripping on right now, how we're subbing it, where you can at times have Robert and Hollis on the floor, you know, two shooters. We've had more threes in the last three games, you know, double digits, and it's a difference maker. You know, our defense, more than it isn't, has been great. The last, you know, period I thought was disappointing, but for the most part, you know, our defense throughout the game and our three-point shooting, and Hollis is a big part of that.
Right along those lines, though, his personality is not one where you say he's assertive. You know, he's just kind of and you can be really good and not be a big talker, but you do have to be assertive. Would you agree with that?
And he's, that isn't his, but he's mentally tough. You know, there's a quiet toughness in him that would surprise people, because he's soft-spoken, he's a gentleman, but there is a competitor in there, and there's a toughness that you wouldn't think. And I see him, he doesn't really go away, he puts in the time, he really works. He's a fantastic teammate. And to see him come out, you know, and do what he did and get rewarded for all of that is just fantastic for him, and I think also a good statement to make in front of the other young guys. You know, they see him in gyms working, and he hasn't been rewarded yet. He doesn't go away. He doesn't complain, and he's a great teammate.
Is Jameer one of those guys that doesn't let you get comfortable even with a big lead because he just kind of never quits?
For sure. And you know, I give the team credit. We were up big, and you know, I'd be lying if I'm not have an element of disappointment sitting here talking to everybody. You know, I get greedy, and I want our players to get greedy. We want to close games out. We don't want the peaks and valleys. And every coach in all sports would say the same thing, and so I'm saying it to our team. You know, I want Michael Carter-Williams to finish that game better than he did and close that game out better than he did. And go get a triple-double, because he was having a hell of a game. And as a group, you know, we want more. And it's just part of all of it. So Jameer comes out and, you know, he does what he does, and Denver does what they did with small ball. And they were hard to guard, and they could guard us. And so we found ourselves in a funny situation as that game played out. It was uncomfortable seeing that scoring margin shrink.
Isn't that what you do on a number of nights to other people?
It is, and I don't like it. I don't like it. It's a great lesson for us, because we were up, I think, 26, and it got to got to 28 and got to 5. Mm-hmm. You know, and for the most part, even in the fourth period, it's 12, 10, 12, 10, then it gets down, it really gets down. You know, and I had used timeouts, and Michael used one of our timeouts, only one left on the baseline. And if you looked at kind of how it played out, they made some threes, Gallinari got going. We fouled too much, it stopped the clock, it stretched the game out, it made it longer. You know, we missed shots, it's the perfect storm of how do you lose that lead? And those were the things that I remember, the tape will tell me more. But it is a lesson for us, and yes, we have been doing that to others, and I bet those other coaches didn't like it either.
Along those lines, though, you're playing your fourth game in 5 nights, and you get the jump like that in the first half, the first quarter. What was that like for you guys to have that kind of jump for a team that played a lot of games in a short amount of time?
I mean, it's good for our guys. We had 3 undrafted guys go for 51 points. And so you're looking at the team balance and how we're subbing it around and who's playing and so on. And to come back here at home, like we reminded our guys, there is a mental toughness on how you back up back-to-back. We got in at 3 in the morning or whatever. We had problems with the plane. And how do you get out of bed and how do you get, you know, rejuiced to go compete again? And our guys did that. And so to come here at home and have that margin and have that lead and watch different people contribute to that lead, I mean, full credit to them, and I think it's a great thing for the city to be able to, you know, watch our young guys grow before their eyes. They're seeing the development right before us. I'm so proud of our development staff and our attention to development, and we're seeing the byproduct of all of that with some of the names that we've just mentioned.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you.